Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, September 24th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to know to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.45 billion. That's how much General Electric is paying to acquire BK Medical, an ultrasound business, the company said Thursday. The purchase, which is GE's second large acquisition since Larry Culp became CEO in 2018, marks a shift at the company. While GE is still reducing its debt load, the BK Medical deal is a sign that growth is coming into focus. The acquisition fits into GE's healthcare segment, which generates about $17 billion in sales. Investors reacted favorably to the news. The stock roughly rose 5% in recent trading. GE stock is up about 20% year to date. The next number up is $210 billion. That's how much the chip shortage could cost automakers this year, according to one estimate. Consulting firm AlixPartners said the worldwide automotive industry could lose out in revenue this year because of supply bottlenecks and chip shortages. The firm forecasts that car makers will miss production of 7.7 million cars as a result of the disruptions. AlixPartners isn't the only firm adjusting its outlook on the industry. IHS Markit recently cut its production estimates for the auto industry by more than 6% this year and 9% next year. Our last number is 100,000. That's the number of seasonal employees that Target says it plans to hire for the holiday season this year. That's 30,000 fewer seasonal workers than last year. Target will instead offer current employees more hours, increased benefits, and flexible scheduling. The company said it would pay staff an additional $75 million by adding more work hours. The company also promises increased flexibility via a new scheduling app that allows staff to schedule and change shifts. The decline in Target's hiring for the holidays comes amid higher competition in the labor market. Other retailers, like Walmart and Amazon.com, have also announced holiday hiring plans recently. Amazon plans to hire more than 125,000 warehouse employees and drivers, while Walmart wants to recruit 20,000 permanent supply chain employees. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, September 24th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.